Good morning, everyone. Today is the 24th of January, Wednesday, 2018. And you know, I found that as I get older, I reminisce more. I reminisce. I think back through my life, I am sometimes amazed that, you know, some of the things that have happened in my life, some of the things that I participated in, some of the things that I was involved in, and yet God still showed mercy to me. You know, He's very gracious. He's long-suffering. He's kind. And He brings us to repentance, does He not? If we're one of His, He chastens us, you know, which proves us that we're not bastards, that we're His children. But this reminiscing is something that is a good thing, because what we do, we find how gracious God has been, how long-suffering He's been to us, how kind He's been to us. When we deserved nothing other than damnation and His frown, He freely laid His life down, that gives us such an overwhelming sense of praise to Him for what He's done. Undeserving wretches though we are. You know, the other aspect of this, that He has ordained all these things that's happened in our lives. And He has done it because He's done it because all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I remember you know, when I was in fourth grade, I was in the backyard. There was a little bush next to the street there that hid me from the path, or hid me from the street. And I remember I took a tin can, and when a car came by, I threw it into the street. I just kind of rolled it on the street in front of the vehicle, and he slammed on his brakes. And I hid in the bushes. I thought that was real cute. You know, it's amazing what we do to get a kick out of something, isn't it? Some of us, more than others, I guess, have a tendency to get in the flesh. You know, I've often said, one of the first people I want to meet when I get to heaven is Peter. Okay. Peter was one of those that seemed like he had a propensity to get in the flesh real easily. But the good Lord prayed for Peter, and I hope the good Lord's prayed for me. You know, apart from the prayer of Christ, we would never, ever have any life at all, would we? But his life that he's given us is his decree. You know. And we see in the 17th chapter of John this great thing that Christ has done for all of his elect. He's prayed for them, for every one of his elect. He says, verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, speaking of the disciples, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Now here was the prayer, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, I in thee, and that they also may be one in us. He's prayed for us that we would be one with him and the Father. He's also prayed that the glory which thou gave him, I've given them. What a prayer. He also prayed that the world may know thou hast sent me and hast loved them. Wow. He also prayed that all of his elect would be with him. In verse 24, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. You know, so Jesus Christ has prayed for his elect to the Father that we would be with them where he is, and that we would behold his glory. Now, do you think the Father is going to grant his Son's request? I believe he is. I believe he is going to grant every one of those requests that Jesus prayed for, that we would be one with him, that we would behold his glory, and that we would be with them. Wow, I believe that the Father is going to grant that request to his Son. And that means that we're going to be in heaven with the Father and the Son and behold his glory and be one with him throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Because Jesus Christ prayed to the Father that would happen. I remember the first time I read through the 17th chapter of John, what a profound impact it had on me. You know? So I'm going to just read through the 17th chapter of John this morning. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh. That's quite a statement, isn't it? Where's the free will in that? As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. There's particular redemption. In other words, all that the Father's given him, he will give eternal life to. It's a gift. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The inference by Jesus' prayer there is that there are fake gods and there are fake Christs. But his prayer for his elect is that they might know the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. There's nothing to be completed by Jesus Christ as it relates to our eternal salvation. He's said here in his prayer that it's finished. He finished it. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. You know, there's a song we sing, out of the ivory palaces he came down to this earth. And this is an affirmation of that song, out of the ivory palaces. He says, I have finished, he says, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Before creation, he was in ivory palaces with his Father, and he had the glory with his Father. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. What is the name that he's manifested? The eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ, is his name. He's given him one name above all names, that every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, thou gavest me. That thou gavest me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. This was a gift by the Father given to the Son of his elect. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, particular redemption. I pray for them, not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name them who thou hast given me. That's preservation. That's the preservation of the saints. Jesus Christ has prayed that God would keep us. Keep them through thine own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one, as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. Preservation of the saints. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. In particular redemption again. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. In other words, set them apart. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also sent them in the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, and they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved me, and thou hast loved me. Father, I will also, they also whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Well, may the good Lord be with you, and may he add a blessing to the reading of this word to you this morning is our prayer. God bless.